The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohannesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara tells us that after Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon was niftach, he wasn't buried immediately, and he was lying on his bed in the attic of his house. And his body stayed whole. The Gemara says, Ki ava osi betray ledina, if two people had a financial dispute and they wanted it in Torah, have a kaimu abofo, they would stand by the door of the room. Oma ma'amil say, or ma'amil say. Each one would give his version of events and his side of the story. Nofek kolam ilyusa, a voice would come out from the attic, va'oma, which would say, ish pleni atochayev, so-and-so is chayev, ish pleni atozaka, and so-and-so is potter. And that's how they would come to a conclusion to their din Torah. So, Rabbi Eliashiv, Shlita, asks a kasha on this Gemara. Surely we know the klal that says in the Torah, the Torah is lo bashamayim hi, Torah is not in the heavens. That means to say that the hachra, the decision making of halacha, was given over to the Chachmei Yisrael to decide the halacha. And a malach is not able to decide halacha, a baskol, a heavenly voice, is not able to decide halacha, as we saw in Bamitzir Daphne and Tess in the Sipur Tanush and Achnoi, that even when a baskol said halacha, like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shua said, Lei Bashamayim, he didn't listen to the baskol, the halacha is decided only by Chachmei Yisrael. And we see from Gemara later on in our perek that by Rabbi Ba'avua and the Shiloh in Hilchus Negoim of Seir Lovan and Baharis, which comes first, there was a machlokus in Shamayim, what the halacha is, and they asked, Rabba Ba'avuha. And it's mashma from the Gemara that Rabba Ba'avuha, just before he was nifter, he paskan the halacha that such a case of sofik is tohar. Mashma from the Gemara that Rabba Ba'avuha, after he had been nifter, also couldn't paskan the halacha, because Torah lo bashamayim hi. Only Chachmei Yisrael, while they're still alive, can paskan the halacha. But not afterwards, when the neshama is separated from the guf, and they're only a neshama, then already it's begin a Torah lo bashamayim hi. In which case, it's shver, how could Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon decide the din Torah when people came to him after he was already nifta? As I figure, Rabbi Yashiv. So Rabbi Yashiv wants to suggest that here, since we're not talking about a regular halacha, we're discussing a din Torah here. A din Torah is between two parties. And if both parties agree to accept a dayan upon themselves, they don't have to go to a bezdin of three. If they both agree to it, then go to a bezdin of one. And the Uadin, if they both agree to it, they can agree to abide by the decision of anybody, as long as both sides agree to it in advance. In our case, says Rabbi Yashiv, both sides agreed to be bound by the decision of Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon even after he was nifta, and that would be good enough and acceptable to paskan halacha. As such, the dayan is not deciding a halacha l'doros. He's merely giving a psak din in this particular case, and as long as these two parties both agree to it, that would be acceptable. That's what Rabbi Yashiv suggested to answer this question. I'd like to suggest possibly another approach to this question. We'll discuss the whole approach of this halacha of the Torah Shelo Bashamayim here. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei Torah Perek Tes Halacha Aleph says clearly that the Torah has been given as a one-off occasion, and the mitzvahs will never be changed, they'll never be added to, and never have anything taken away from them. Says the Rambam, if anybody comes along and says that he is a Novi, and he even gives a sign, and then he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him to add a mitzvah, or to take away a mitzvah, or even to explain, I lefarish be mitzvah min ha-mitzvahs, pirush shalosh amanim imoshe, if he comes along and says, I was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to explain this mitzvah, then we will not listen to him. He is a novi. He is a novi sheker. Shari bola hachish nuvosa shemoisa. That is called a novi sheker because Chalon Zotar said lo bashamayim. He, the Hakadosh Baruch Hu, will not tell a novi to come along and tell the Hakadosh Baruch Hu told me to be mefarsh halacha. So this is one of the yisodei hadas that a novi is not believed to explain the halacha and to paskin halachos. Is believed to say nevus, but not to paskin halachos. Now there's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chesam Adalat. Then the Gemara says, Ravina Mar Bereid Ravina asked the Shaila from Rav Nachman. Is one allowed to write tefillin on the skin of a kosher fish? Amalei im yavo Eliyahu v'yomar. He says, if Eliyahu comes and says it, then it will be okay. Ask the Gemara, Mai im yavo Eliyahu v'yomar. What does it mean if Eliyahu another will come and say? So Rashi explains the kasha of the Gemara is, Hetavah is the end tonu boy, doleva shamaimi. If the shal of the tefillin or kosher tefillin or not, then it's not going to help for Eliyahu Hanavi to come along and paskin the halacha, because lo bashamayimi, and he can't paskin the halacha. So it's the Gemara, Elein yovah Eliyahu v'yoma, he paska zuama minei, ilo paska zuama minei. If Eliyahu will tell us whether the zuama, which was in every living being from the chet of the nochosh, has gone away from dogim, then we can paskin the halacha, the skin of a kosher fish is kosher for tefillin. And if not, not. So it's clear from this Gemara, again, that to paskin the halacha as it is, Eliyahu Hanavi has no authority. Now, we have a very interesting Gemara in Yuma, Daf Ayin Hei Amud Aleph. There the Gemara says that the Pasuk describes the mon, which came down to the Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, as Kazera God. So the Gemara dashes, what do you mean God? Shemakid Lohem Li Yisrael. The mon used to tell Klal Yisrael various things. Ibn Tisha, Rishon of Ibn Shiva Achron. For example, says the Gemara, if there was a man who was married, and he divorced his wife, and then immediately she went and got married to somebody else, and 7 months later she gave birth to a child. So we don't know who is the father of the child. It could be that the child is a premature baby born after only 7 months from the second husband, or it could be he's a regular baby born after 9 months from the time when she was married to the first husband. So says Rashi, what used to happen was, since the Torah says that however much people gathered in, there was always an exact amount of an omer of mon for every single person in the household, then we would see that if in the household of the first husband is an extra portion of mon, then the child obviously is his child. If by the second husband one found an extra portion of mon, then we would know that the child was from the second husband. And the Gemara brings another continuation to this, Brisa B'Shem Rabbi Yosi, that the mon would tell people all sorts of information. For example, says the Brisa, two people would come in front of Moshe Rabbeinu for Din Torah. One would say, you stole my servant. And the other one would say, no, you sold it to me. It's your servant, but you sold it to me, it belongs to me. So Moshe would say, La Boken Mishpot. The next morning they would go out and they would find an extra omer of mon. If it was in the house of the first master, then obviously the effort was stolen and we give it back to him. If it was found, the extra portion of mon, by the second master, then we know that it was genuinely sold to him. Says the Maram Chaviv in his Sefer, Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. This is a bit fair. Since we know the Torah Lo Bashamayim Hi, we don't listen to a baskol when it comes to to paskin halachas. We won't listen to a novi either when it comes to paskining halachas. Then we shouldn't listen to what the mon comes to tell us either, because surely the mon can't tell us a decision about what the halacha is. And in this case, to decide whether the child is a child of the first husband or the second husband, there's a lot of nafkamin as halacha. The gabi kibudav, the gabi isiskilo, the gabi ervas aviv, all sorts of different halachas. How can we learn from the mon all of these different halachas? Surely lo bashamayimi, al pi shnayim eidim yokum dovo, but not al pi elamon. And he brings the Rambam in Hakdama to Pesh B'Shnayis, and the Rambam in Inyad, which we said, that no novi is able, has the authority to explain or paskin any of the halachas of the Torah. Says the Maram Chaviv, and it seems to me, v'chein nireli, that not only is he not allowed to paskin halachas of Isra'eta, but Poshet Huadin, he's not allowed to paskin dinim mishpot as well, al pi nevuah. And he can't decide who an eved belongs to, or who the child is, al pi nevuah. And therefore the mon surely shouldn't be able to decide that either. Says the Maram Chaviv, v'chein nireli, it seems to me that the mon actually wasn't the source of the halacha. Moshe Rabbeinu would paskin the halacha, and he would say, according to the various different halachas of the Torah, and according to the various different proofs that he had in the Din Torah, that the Eved belongs to whichever one it belonged to, or that the child is the son of whichever father the halacha says. That in case people were to suspect that Moshe Rabbeinu was just guessing or making up the halacha, the next morning the mon would come to the right place to prove that Moshe Rabbeinu was right. As such, it wasn't that the mon was actually the source of the halacha. The mon was merely a backup to Moshe Rabbeinu who paskened the halacha himself. But from the mon alone, one can't paskened the halacha. Interestingly, in the very next paragraph, the Maharam Chaviv seems to contradict himself, because then he asks why Moshe Rabbeinu had to wait till the next morning, and why didn't he paskin halacha straight away? And he says there that Moshe Rabbeinu would paskin sometimes al pi umdana, which means to say that a dayan me'ikar adin, even if he doesn't have two witnesses, if he's no doubt in his mind who's right and who is wrong, al pi halacha me'ikar adin, and dayan can paskin al pi umdana. The Rambam points out that that although the Dayan can sometimes paskin al pi umdana, but already from the times when the Bati Dinim many, many years ago already weren't as roy or as well qualified as they were in the times of Chazal, so all the Bati Dinim agreed that they were no longer paskin al pi umdana, even if the Dayan is sure that he knows who's telling the truth and who's not, without the proofs that the Torah requires, the Dayan can't paskin al pi umdana. But Moshe Rabbeinu would paskin al pi umdana, because he knew 100% who was right. And therefore, he could paskin himself. But again, in order to indicate to everybody else that he wasn't paskin al pi umdana, in case they should think that Moshe Rabbeinu was just guessing, so Mamele, he would wait till the next morning to paskin alocha and to show that the Mon showed that he was right as well. But in this paragraph, the Maharam Chaviv adds in the Moshe Rabbeinu could paskin al pi umdana, oy mikach ruach hakodesh. So all of a sudden, the Maharam Chaviv does say that Moshe Rabbeinu could paskin dinei Torah al pi ruach hakodesh. The Brik Yosef in Orach Chaim Siman Lamed Beis Sifkot and Dalet asks on the halachos dagos, Maimonides, the Chinuch, the Rashbats, the Kesef Mishnah, the Beis Yosef, all paskin with halacha. There's a shaila of whether kifrei akum or matame ba'oihel. Is a kohen allowed to go into a Beis HaKavoros where only goyim are buried? If he's mahil on top of a kever akum, does that make him tame or not? So the shaila in the poskim, many rishonim paskin that it's not matame ba'oihel. Halacha lamaisa, we are machme, as the Shulchan Aruch said, but there are many poskim paskin halacha lamaisa that he's not matame. And the raya is from a Gemara, but Mitzvah Dafkuf Yudalad Amadalef. The Rabbi Bavor met Eliyahu Anovi and saw he was in the Beis HaKavoros of Akum. And he asked him, surely Eliyahu Anovi, who's Pinchos, is a Kohen. So how could he go in the Beis HaKavoros of Akum? And Eliyahu Anovi said to him, because Kivri Akum ain't a Matamin. So Tam Rishani bring a raya from here that Kivri Akum are not Matamin. Frank the Brick is, Halleluja Bashamayim, he, no Novi is allowed to Paskan Alocha, so how could Eliyahu Anovi Paskan Alocha? And therefore, says the Birka Yosef, there is a Pasha de Chilik. It's true, obviously, that Eliyahu Novi, as a Novi, cannot Paskin Halacha, because a Novi with Ruach HaKodesh has no authority to Paskin Halacha. However, all the Nevi'im were Talmidei Chachomim as well. Nevu is not Shoreh unless someone is a Chachom. There are also Avada Grosser Talmidei Chachomim. And if they're Paskining RP, the Halacha, seeing as they're Talmidei Chachomim, that's of course acceptable. That's no problem at all. Al pi nevuah, they're not allowed to paskin. Al pi chochma, of course they're allowed to paskin. The Chasam Sofer, Chelik Vov, Simon Tzadiches, also says the same thing, and he's marich in this. He says, when Eliyahu Anovi went up to Shemayim, his guf stayed down here on earth in Gan Eden HaTachton. But his neshama went up to Shemayim. And Yemit Hashem, when the time will come, then Eliyahu Anovi will come to be mevaseh the geula, again his neshama will come out down into the guf. And then it will be like every chochmah of the Chachma Yisrael, and a Noviyah of Neviyah Yisrael. And so too says the Chasam Sofer, every time Eliyahu Novi was misgaleh to some of the Tanoim or the Amoraim or in later generations, Bainim Hazeh, he was always misgaleh to them with his guf. And then he was like a regular person. And therefore, he can paskin halachas, because any chochmah in Yisrael can paskin halachas. However, if he comes to someone, when he comes short, just as a neshama, then he has no authority to paskin halacha, just like any chalom ruach nevuah can paskin halacha. And therefore, when Rav Avachana saw Eliyahu Novi in the Beis HaKavoros of Akum, and he said, Lav Kohen Mar, then it's clear that Eliyahu Novi had appeared to him with his guf and neshama together, because if it was only his neshama was there, then there would be no problem of him being a kohen and being mitam lemeisim. So Al-Kochach, he saw him in it with his guf and his neshama. But in that case, he was appearing as a Talmud Chochum. Eliyahu Anovi was a Talmud Chochum. And then he's Avada, got the authority to paskin the halacha. In the Gemara, very often when the Gemara has a shaila in halacha, and the Gemara doesn't paskin the shaila, the Gemara says teku. The shloch, and the Tosfos Yom Tov in Adius Ches Mishnah Zayin says that the Olim is known to explain Teku stands for Tishbi Yitaris Kushis Vibos. The Eliyahu Novi will answer all our kashas in Halacha. When we talk about Dinei Momonos, when we talk about whom money belongs to, the Gemara uses the expression of Yehemunach HaChiyavo Elio. The money should be left until Elio comes. What's the difference between the two expressions? So some say the difference is exactly this. When it comes to paskening halacha, then a novi can pasken halacha al pi nevuah or al pi ruach hakodesh. And therefore we say Tishbi Yataris, because Elio is a novi, but he's also Ish Tishbi. And as Ish Tishbi, he can be Mekataris the Kashas, because he's a Talmud Chochem. When it comes to be Mevaru, who the money is, who the money belongs to, that's already not a Shail in Halacha, that's a Shail in Mitzius. Whose is this money belong to? And in that, Elio, a novi, is believed, even if he passes up in Nevuah, because Ruach HaKodesh can pasken who it belongs to. It can't pasken Halacha, but it can pasken Mitzius. And therefore, when we talk about who the money belongs to, we say, Yeimunach HaChiyav Eliyahu. And there's a remnant to this in the Zemiras of Motzei Shabbos. We say, Ish Tishbi Al Shmo Nikra, Tatzlichenu Al Yodah Batera. When Eliyahu HaNavi comes to us, Ish Tishbi, but not as Eliyahu HaNavi, then Tatzlichenu Al Yodah Batera, he can paskin for us Alochas. However, when it comes to being Mevarad and Matthias, then Avadiyah, he can paskin even as Navi. And this, the Birkei Yosef also says. He says, not like the Maram Choviv, who's mashma, that not only can a Novi paskin halachas, but he can't paskin Matthias as well. He says, Yavadi can paskin Matthias as well. And he brings the very same rhyme which we brought earlier from the Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara and Shabbos says, there's a shiloh whether you can write tefillin on the skin of a kosher fish. So the Gemara, Elio Novi, when he comes, will tell us the halachas. So the Gemara, how can he tell us the halachas? Explains Rashi, Lebash Maini. How does the Gemara, he'll tell us whether the poskas are mosim from dogim. That's the Shailin Matthias. That he will be able to paskin. Once we know that information, we'll know what the halacha is. So says the Chidor, you see clearly from here that although he wasn't, Elio HaNavi has no authority just simply to paskin the halacha, al pi halacha, but to paskin the Matthias and tell us whether it's paskin zuam or not, that Elio HaNavi has the authority to say, even as Novi. And there's a mashmaos of this, says the Birkei Yosef, from a Rashba in the Tshuva. Tshuva is a Rashba Simon Yud. There the Rashba says that Michal Bashaul was married to Tovat HaMelech, and then she was forced to live with Palti Ben Laish, but Palti Ben Laish didn't touch her because he knew she was married to David HaMelech, and then afterwards she went back to David HaMelech. So the Rashba says, how could she go back to David HaMelech? So the Rashba, that David HaMelech knew that Shalom Bo Aleo Palti. Fake the Rashba, how could David HaMelech possibly know that Shabbat Aleph Palti Ben Laish, no one was there other than Palti and Michal? Says the Rashba, Yeshlan Ulema, Ki Nevi'im are you be made David, Alpi Novi also. He was told it by Nevi'im. So the Birkei Yosef or the Chidor, you clearly see that since it wasn't merely paskening halacha, it was paskening Matthias, had Palti Ben Laish touched Michal or not? The Novi is believed to tell you the Matthias that he did not touch her, and therefore the halacha is she's mutter to David. So is the conclusion of the Birkei Yosef, and he brings the Mishnah of Melech in Perek Tes Milchos Ishus Halacha Vav, who also says that only a Safik in Halacha Novi can paskin, but a Safik in Matzias Elioa Novi can paskin, who Adim can paskin al Piruach HaKadosh as well. The Pekida Eger in his Gilead on the Rambam there brings a Raya from the Gemara in Bechoros Taf Kaf Dal and Amud Aleph, which is Mashma that Elioa Novi can paskin Halachos as well, even by a Sveika de Dinah. And he can paskin halachos. However, according to what we said earlier, that's also not shver, because as the Chasam Sofer has already pointed out, and as the Birkei Yosef has already pointed out, it depends how Elio Novi comes. If he comes along as a Novi and try to paskin al pi ruach hakodesh al pi nevuah, then he can't paskin halachos. But if he comes along as Ish Tishbi Elio the Talmud Chochum, avada he can paskin halachos as well. And therefore, to sum up, Nevi'im cannot paskin halacha pi nevuah. However, a Novi who's also a Talmud Chochem obviously can paskin halachas, even halachas of Yisra Heta, al pi chochem, like any other chochem in Klal Yisrael. And therefore, Elio a Novi, if he comes along as Novi, he has no authority to paskin halacha. If he comes along as Talmud Chochem, then Avadi has authority to paskin halacha as well. Apart from that, even when Elio comes as Novi, or even any other Novi wants to say Alpi Nevuah, if it comes to a Shiloh of Matthias, then he's believed to be Mevara Matthias. To not to Paskin Halachos Visvaheta, but to be Mevara, to the Matthias of the facts of the case, of what happened and who something belongs to, then even a Novi can Paskin Alpi Nevuah. So to come back to the original question, how could a Rebbe Shimon Paskin Dinei Torah even after he was Nifta. So Rabbi Yashiv suggests because both sides agreed to hear what he's got to say. And they both agreed to be Makabal whatever he said. And since there's no Halacha L'Doris, it just affects these two parties, then Rabbi Yashiv and Shimon can Paskin Halacha even after he's Nifta. According to what we're saying, we now have another explanation. Since it's possible that the Din Torah that people were coming to argue about was not so much a Shaila of Halachas, the Shaila Metzius. Who did the money belong to? Is it my money or is it your money? And it wasn't involving Shaila and Halacha. In that case, Alpi Nevu, Alpi Ruach HaKodesh, even a Novi can pass an Halacha. And therefore, even Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, after he was Nifta, could say, Ish Ploni Ato Chayev, Ish Ploni Ato Zakai.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.